We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So let's start with the seditious conspiracy charges against the Oath Keepers leader and others. With us is criminal defense attorney and former federal prosecutor David Katz. Thanks for being with us. I was doing some reading on this, David, and from what I can see, the last time there was a successful seditious conspiracy conviction was all the way back in 1954, and that was when I think it was a group of Puerto Rican nationalists shot up part of the Capitol. So this is not something that's done often. Why not?
Well, it's not done very often because the federal prosecutors would have to prove that someone had the intent to overthrow the government and specifically tried to stop government processes from taking place. Of course, that's what happened with the nationalists from Puerto Rico back in the 50s when they stormed the Capitol and shot people. And it's what happened with the January 6th insurrection at the same Capitol, where, of course, we all saw it on TV. We know what happened. They had they were going to lynch the vice president. They were hunting for Speaker Pelosi. They created all this damage and havoc. And more importantly, they were intending to stop the certification of the Electoral College vote so that Biden, the winner, wouldn't become the president, but Trump, the loser, would somehow remain in power by their stopping this vote. So that was the seditious conspiracy. There were 10 or 14 people, something like that, involved. They were charged already in Washington, D.C. What happened was that there was a superseding indictment, that is, that this fellow Rhodes was added along with the others, and another person from Phoenix was also added. He's a weird character. After serving in the Army, he went to Yale Law School, and then he became, a gadfly against the government, against Obama. But then when Trump came to power, he seemed to be backing Trump and this nationalistic agenda. And they have a lot more than that on him, though. Right now, they have proof that he trained people, he recruited people, he brought them to Washington, D.C. Apparently, there are four insiders cooperating with the government who are going to say that he had the exact intent to do this, to try to overthrow the government by stopping the vote, by installing Trump when Biden actually won. Although he did not himself, this Rhodes, enter the Capitol. That's been his defense. He's actually met with the FBI against his lawyer's instructions and tried to exculpate himself. I think that probably did not go well. And there's also some tampering with evidence charges even after January 6th.
So for these, and as you just went through it, the feds have got the goods in order to bring this charge, because people have been wondering, and lawmakers and everybody saying, you know, lots of the people who were in the building have just been, you know, trespassing or impeding the official process. Nothing rose to this as of yet. But now, finally, we do have this group where it is this kind of a charge.
It seems that what Rhodes was doing was that he knew that there would be all these other people milling about and trespassing, and kind of used that as cover. But as I say, he had military training. He seems to have been a very smart, astute guy, not in a good way. And he stacked those people. Remember, they kind of snaked in there, and even though there was all this mayhem, they entered in a kind of formation, which this indictment calls stacking. He put together various stacks so that they could actually gain entrance. And then the fact that he himself did not go in after orchestrating the whole thing, they're going to say, shows even more that he knew it was illegal and that he had bad intent, right? But he was going to be the guy who didn't actually go in. His defense is that he was just there for Roger Stone and other so-called Trump celebrities. They were going to protect them during whatever happened during January 6th, and they were just there in a protective role. But the government seems to have a lot of evidence against these co-conspirators and against him in particular, against this Rhodes the ringleader just arrested today.
Well, of course, David, as you know, the defense, in quotes, actually goes maybe even a little bit deeper. Some of these people who have already been charged, you know, they're saying that, look, we were there at the beckoning of the then existing president of the United States, and we were defending the Constitution. We were defending the country against, in their view, the illegitimate election of Joe Biden. Does that defense work?
That defense does not work at all, because they weren't the ones with the right to arbitrate that or to enter the Capitol. They could stand outside and peacefully protest. They could send letters or send internet messages or whatever they wanted to do, but they couldn't actually enter the Capitol. They couldn't train for violence. They apparently had a cache or stash of weapons nearby in Virginia, and they have proof that these conspirators, including this man just arrested in Texas today, Rhodes, that he had a plan to actually enter those weapons. So this idea that there was some necessity to save the Republic, there is something called a necessity defense. That's not what they're going to put on. That's not going to work. I think he's just going to claim that he was there for other purposes, or thought the people were there for other purposes. That's what he told the FBI in the interview that his lawyer said he shouldn't have had. And yet, at least four insiders, apparently four of the people already charged, have agreed to, as we say, turn state's evidence to cooperate with my former colleagues, the U.S. Attorney's Office there in Washington, D.C., and are going to say that, no, Rhodes knew exactly what was going to happen. He gave us instructions to go in there and to stop that count by any means necessary, including by violent means. And no, there is absolutely no right to do that. And if they put on that defense, they'd be laughed out of court.
Criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor David Katz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.